I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of last year. Today, friends Donnie Marsh and Joseph Donovan talk about their faith then and now.
I grew up in church, and you know, the way I normally explain it to people is, you know, my parents became born again Christians when I was 6 months old. You know, I had never had a chance, and they owned a Christian bookstore. And not only did I grow up in church, though, but like I stayed in for a long time, and I became a youth pastor, and I'd been leading worship on stage. And, you know, I'm singing songs that I disagree with.
Yeah.
or like we'd say the Apostles' Creed together, and I'd look over and I'd be like, I buy about 30% of that. And it felt really creepy after a while.
Cultish?
No.
Or just ritual?
No, just like I was a fraud. I mean, like I thought I shouldn't be here. So I finally stopped going about almost a year and a half ago. Yeah. And I've been rattled before when like a close friend, or you know, adult who used to be one of my youth group kids, you know, says like, no, yeah, like I don't, yeah, I just don't, I've outgrown this. I don't believe anymore. And so I know what me saying that to one of my old friends, like I know how that makes them feel. And like, I know it hurts. And I know it hurts, you know, people in my family too, who are literalists and believe hell is a very real place and are terrified that I'm going there.
Mm-hmm. And I've never understood the idea of like trying to save souls.
At its best, it comes from a place of empathy and concern. So in terms of my faith now, the best way I could describe it is, you know, I do think there is something more, but I don't think that any religious text is literally true. And I find in terms of my identity, it gives me peace to think of myself as, you know, as an animal in a way, because it's like, well, does a raccoon worry about what it believes? Does a raccoon worry about, you know, the future, or, you know, where it's going to go when it dies or anything? It's like, no, it just does raccoon things.
Have you read The Myth of Sisyphus?
No. No. I know the myth, but if that's a book.
Yeah, it's a book. Well, okay. It's an essay by like Albert Camus, who basically says like the way to happiness is to do what you just said. Like, don't think about it. Just do the thing.
Yeah.
And just be Sisyphus pushing up a rock up a hill. He's not even like thinking about like his existence or anything like that.
But, yeah.
For myself. Okay. So my parents were both married. They got divorced. Mm-hmm. The Protestant Catholic. So it was very not on board on the same religion. Right off the bat. So that was my experience. So I got to see both sides hate each other very much. Not my parents, but religions.
Gotcha.
So anytime I was at a Protestant event, something would come up where it's just like, oh yeah, my dad's Catholic, and they would hate that. And I would go over to the Catholic side, and then like they would do the same thing.
Weird.
Backwards. So it's just like, it seems like no one really knows what's like,
yeah.
No one has agreed on anything.
Well, thank you for asking me to do this, Joseph. This was much more interesting than I thought.
That was Joseph Donovan and Donnie Marsh. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.